This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And it is a great nation in the midst of a great and historic political rematch between Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. and Donald John Trump. And that rematch, well, it has one candidate who insists that no, he's not frail and infirm and an object for pity. He is, in fact, victorious over any of those charges, claims Joe Biden, and he will be victorious again in winning a second term as president. Meanwhile, President Trump, who is ahead in most polls of crucial swing states, which will decide the presidency, will make the decision for who wins the Electoral College next time. That polling has been very positive for President Trump. But what's so strange about this campaign is when we've had so many famous American politicians who have been known for their optimism and their ebullience and their high spirits and their notion that America is a can-do country. What you hear from President Trump is that the country is dying, that it's suffering, that we are in a dire, dire shape. And surprisingly, he also gets into this idea that he is in dire shape, that he is, to put it mildly, a victim. And in fact, President Trump was recently on Newsmax, and he was talking about, I mean, he was asked about it, in fairness. The person who was interviewing him basically wanted to know how it feels to be Donald Trump, and asked about this vision of himself as the greatest victim in the history of all of American politics. I mean, not the Japanese who were interned during the war, not the slaves who had escaped but were basically victimized by the Fugitive Slave Act that was part of the Great Compromise, 1850, etc. And no, not the presidents who suffered the most from assassination, like John Kennedy or Abraham Lincoln, or not to mention the other presidents who assassinated McKinley and Garfield. I mean, for goodness sake, Trump is the biggest victim in presidential history. This is what this, I think, very revealing exchange sounded like, and it's amazing. Clip three.
Are you ever lonely?
So I was, over the years, I love history, I study history, and I was always told that Andrew Jackson, as a president, was treated the absolute worst. He was just really lambasted, and I heard Abraham Lincoln was second, but he was in a thing called the Civil War, so you can understand that. But Andrew Jackson was really, really treated badly. In fact, his wife died during the process. I mean, a lot of people say she died because of the way they were treated. I mean, she was heartbroken and broken in so many other ways. And I heard that for years. And I look now, even last night I was saying it, I said, there's no, I don't care, Andrew Jackson or anybody else, nobody has, when you think of the fake things, nobody's been treated like Trump in terms of badly. Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 everything was a scam. And it literally starts the new one. As you win one, you start the other. Impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, all hoaxes and scams. And I said, if they ever devoted their time to making America great again, it would be a lot easier. Some people say, sir, how do you get out of bed in the morning? it's a war. We're fighting some very bad people, some very evil people.
Okay, now, what is he talking about when he talks about get out of the bed in the morning and it's a war and we're fighting some very evil people? Can we play that little last segment again? Because what he's talking about, he's not talking about Hamas, who are evil people. He's not talking about Vladimir Putin, who is leading a country that is doing profound evil. And is clearly an evil individual, despite the fact that Trump so much admires him. The very end of that segment again, who's this war against, these very evil people that we're fighting? Listen.
And I said, if they ever devoted their time to making America great again, it would be a lot easier. Some people say, sir, how do you get out of bed in the morning? It's a war. We're fighting some very bad people, some very evil people.
Okay, the problem is he believes that the evil people are... I was looking at the various designations he has used to describe his enemies. And he calls them communists very regularly, Marxists, fascists, and villains. As when I hear villains, I think of Snidely Whiplash in the old Rocky and Bullwinkle show. And the whole idea of saying, yeah, ha-ha, and twirling your mustache, these are the villains that Trump is dealing with. And then President Trump also defended, in this same context of his victimization, him being the biggest victory in all of American history since Andrew Jackson. And Andrew Jackson was an enormously popular president who, yes, he was the only president to be censured by the House of Representatives, but they took that back when the Democrats under Andrew Jackson won control after a congressional election. And I don't think that there are many historians who would say that Andrew Jackson had the most suffering of any American president. There are other candidates for that, and by the way, who happen to be terrible presidents like Franklin Pierce. In any event, Trump talked about the government documents that he, clearly mishandled. Everyone's seen the photographs of the big boxes of papers in the bathrooms with the array of chandeliers in the bathrooms. Really? This is Trump explaining that whole problem. This is clip two.
I was dealing with them. We were dealing fine. We weren't. And then all of a sudden they raided this house. They raided Mar-a-Lago. These are corrupt people. But they release Biden. What Biden did, he wasn't protected by the presidential right because he wasn't president. He took him when he was a senator. Dick Durbin got up and said, if he did that, that's a real bad thing. That's as bad as it gets. Dick Durbin's on their side. And I just remember when he heard about that, he took a lot of classified documents and documents as a senator. Dick Durbin couldn't believe it. So when you look at it, there's something going on because they're going after me viciously. Then all of a sudden it comes out that Biden took 10 times the number of documents that I did. And I took them very legally, and I wasn't hiding them. We had boxes on the front of the, and a lot of those boxes had clothing and a lot. We're moving out, okay? Unfortunately, we're moving out of the White House. And
why?
Because we're moving out of the White House, our country's going to hell. But we weren't hiding anything. He was.
Okay, you'll notice that even when he talks about moving out of the White House, why was he moving out of the White House? He can't answer that question. Because to answer that question would be to acknowledge that he lost an election, which happens, which doesn't make you a victim. It makes you, well, something else, a word that starts with L, but a victim about some of the worst treatment we've ever had. So is this a signification? And, by the way, he has moved to have the charges against him in the documents aspect of the special counsel's report to have that dismissed. And the judge is supposed to give a response soon. We're also going to be speaking to political strategist Max Burns, who has a piece in The Hill that says that Trump's GOP is already dying. Why does he say that? Coming up. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If your trouble by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
On the Michael Medved Show, pleased to welcome to the show Max Burns. He is the author of a very provocative piece in The Hill magazine website. And Max Burns is the founder and executive client lead at Third Degree Strategies, which is a boutique consulting firm that specializes in designing and deploying issue advocacy and reputational campaigns for corporate, nonprofit, and political clients. Now, your political clients, Max Burns, are predominantly Democrats. Would that be right? Hello?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, good, good. Glad we have you. You have a piece that's entitled Trump's GOP is Already Dying. Now, what we hear from President Trump is quite the opposite. I mean, it's basically very comfortable victories in every one of the state primaries in which he was enrolled, except for Vermont. Vermont is the one glorious exception if you're a non-Trump Republican. But rather than dying, doesn't Trump's GOP look like it's on the verge of a complete takeover of every aspect of the Republican Party, very much including the Republican National Committee, where his daughter-in-law is now the co-chair? Where is the Trump GOP dying?
Well, that's the kind of interesting paradox about Donald Trump's MAGA Republicans, is that he has now total control over the party. He controls the Speaker of the House. He'll soon control the new Senate Minority Leader. His daughter-in-law runs the RNC. But at the same time, the positions that Republicans have had to take in order to placate Trump have made them incredibly unpopular with actual voters. And we see time and again that candidates who have begged for Donald Trump's endorsement will often go on to lose when those elections happen. Democrats have outperformed those Trump-endorsed candidates by far more than was expected in the last 2 years. So there's this growing sign that while the RNC and the Republicans are great for Trump, it's not really great for anybody else.
Okay, well, right now the politically informed opinion is very high that the Republicans will take control of the U.S. Senate because the map is so favorable to Republican candidates. And there are places like West Virginia and places like Arizona where the incumbent Democrat is not running for re-election. And the seats look wide open for Republican takeover. The other thing you said is you mentioned the possibilities for Senate majority leader, assuming the Republicans do take over the Senate, and the two Johns are really the ones who are dominating the conversation, John Thune of South Dakota and John Cornyn of Texas. Neither of those two guys are MAGA guys. They both have had some critical things to say about Trump. I'm not sure Trump loves either one of them. Why do you say that they would be represent a continued Trump takeover of the party?
Well, I look at John Thune especially as an interesting case. He's someone who had some critical things to say about Donald Trump after January 6th.
Yes, he
but
did.
Has since walked those back greatly. He has endorsed Donald Trump. He's made the trip to Mar-a-Lago to plea for Trump's support in this, as many other Republican aspiring leaders have. Cornyn is a more interesting case. He's got a very strong anti-MAGA element to him that has gotten him a lot of heat, especially in this against Ken Paxton in Texas. And it's likely that's going to cost him a serious chance at leadership, whereas Thune has made his peace with Trump clearly. And he's willing to say and do what he needs to do to get the job done, which is exactly what Donald Trump is looking for.
Okay, I'm still looking for evidence. you're a doctor. You've just diagnosed somebody, in this case the Republican Party, and the Trump Republican Party, and you say it's dying. In the midst of all of the success in the primary elections and the success in the internecine fights, where is there evidence of a near-fatal kind of condition?
So there are two big areas, I think, that are really compelling here. One is that you look at the number of Republicans in those primaries who say that they will not vote for Donald Trump in the general election under any circumstance. And that runs between 20% and 30% depending on which state you're in. That's a number Donald Trump cannot sustain. If even half of those people are true to their word and don't vote for him, that's the margin of victory in most of the states Trump needs to win. And on the other side of that, if you look at the actual policy agenda, we've seen that the more these candidates run on this sort of MAGA war on woke, war on abortion messaging that Donald Trump is pushing, they're losing races. And they're losing races that are otherwise winnable. That's going to be a real concern.
And the third thing is
you actually have money people leaving. You have the donor class, the mega donors who have bankrolled the RNC for decades, who are openly now saying, I'm done. I won't support a party where all of my money is going to go to Donald Trump's legal fees. And that's going to be a huge problem for them.
Okay, let me go back to this issue of abortion for a moment. And I think you're right that the idea of a of really militant pro-life new national law basically regulating abortion, none of that is particularly popular. But it's not popular to do what Kamala Harris is doing today. She's actually going to an abortion clinic. For years, people in the pro-choice movement said, no, we're not pro-abortion. We are pro-choice. We have conscience issues with the abortion procedure. Do you really think that it's going to help Kamala Harris and the Democrats for her to visit an abortion clinic?
I do. I think if you look at the way abortion votes have gone since the Dobbs decision in 2022, it has won in every single state where it's come up before voters, including ruby red states like Kansas, like Ohio, by convincing margins. And this is something you'll see Republicans in their more recent moments acknowledge is a huge problem for them. They want to not talk about this issue at all.
I agree with you, Max, about the issue when it's put in terms of pro-choice. But when you actually do things like people have on the left, like wearing sweatshirts. They did this at a Democratic convention, I think about 12 years ago. They had sweatshirts saying, I had an abortion and I'm proud. People still, the majority of people do want some regulation or additional regulation of abortion. It's not, let's celebrate and glorify this particular procedure. Max Burns, political strategist, author of a compelling piece, despite my disagreements with it, about Trump's GOP is already dying. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has successfully posted bond in his civil defamation case in New York. His attorney, Alina Haba, filed the $91.63 million bond on Thursday, following approval by a judge earlier this week. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging Israel to hold new elections, criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for his handling of Gaza and advocating for a two-state solution.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
Schumer says he does defend Israel's right to combat Hamas while condemning civilian casualties. Home improvement store sales are driving increased spending in February. That's according to the Commerce Department. Retail sales rebounded by 0.6% last month, following a decline of over 1% in January. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Mark Thiessen writes along the same lines that we just heard from Max Burns. Nikki Haley won 2.9 million votes in the primaries so far. And then writes that our Fox News voter analysis shows that somewhere between 5 in 10 and 6 in 10 of those Nikki Haley voters won't vote for Trump in November. Could it be that Nikki Haley's endorsement, which she has not provided for Donald J. Trump, is actually going to be necessary for him to have a competitive race in November? That's one of the questions about the most recent polling. The other question has to do with the impact of Robert F. Kennedy, which also has to do with his rather controversial entertainment of the idea that his vice presidential running mate will be either Jesse the Body Ventura, former pro wrestler and former independent governor of Minnesota, or Aaron Rodgers, former very successful quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Now with the New York Jets, well, he's considering the vice presidential race. Meanwhile, there is a new Fox News poll that seems to contradict some of the Trump-oriented pessimism that Mark Thiessen was talking about, and has good news for President Trump in two swing states that he lost in 2020. Listen, this is clip 4.
Now, we have new Fox polling we're releasing at this moment from two swing states. The former president leads in two swing states he lost in 2020. Former President Trump holding a 49-45 lead over President Biden in Arizona. And his advantage is 2 points, 49-47. In the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania.
New Fox News polling in two key battleground states shows this is going to be neck and neck. In the border state of Arizona, Biden leads Hispanics by 6 points, within the margin of error. Amongst women, Biden only leads by 2 points. In Pennsylvania, Trump leads Biden by double digits in handling of both the economy and the border. But in a poll that includes independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., both Trump and Biden see their support drop, with Kennedy getting 9-10%. RFK Jr. said on Fox Tuesday that this is now a, quote, three-person race, and urged both Biden and Trump to debate.
My intention is to hurt both of them. Both of them would actually win the prize for the least popular candidate in the history of a major political party.
may be a difficult goal to achieve if he goes forward with picking Aaron Rodgers to serve as his running mate. Story says major donors to the presidential campaign of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are balking at the possibility he'll tap outspoken NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers to serve as his running mate. Kennedy told the New York Times this week that Aaron Rodgers and Jesse Ventura are top contenders to run alongside him on the independent ticket for president, along with a short list of other possibilities. Those options have already created headaches for Kennedy's long-shot bid for the presidency. Several donors have expressed concern about Kennedy picking either the NFL quarterback, a celebrity football player with controversial opinions and no political experience, or the former Minnesota governor, sources close to the campaign told Mediaite. And by the way, both Aaron Rodgers and Jesse Ventura have great interest in conspiracy theories, and they're very much conspiracy-oriented political observers. What's amazing to me is there is now publicity of someone who talked about having disturbing conversations with Aaron Rodgers. And when you talk about conversations, well, it's not a public speech, it's a conversation. Well, yeah, because Aaron Rodgers has never come really close to direct involvement with politics. It is amazing to me that we have gotten to the point in the United States where people are saying, oh, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, well, he's a celebrity and he's popular and we all know his position on vaccines, but this is somebody with no involvement in politics at all. And the idea that you want to take somebody like Aaron Rodgers, who's been an effective quarterback. And yes, there have been past people like Jack Kemp, who was a great public servant. And yes, he got into politics and was elected to Congress, the House of Representatives, after being a very successful first American Football League quarterback. When I was a kid, the first professional football game I ever went to, Jack Kemp was quarterback for the San Diego Chargers when we lived in San Diego. And in any event, but Jack Kemp didn't go from being a quarterback to running for president or vice president. He had in between service as a member of Congress, and between that and his vice presidential nomination as the running mate for Bob Dole in 1996, in between, he had served as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and he had served in the Congress of the United States. So it's a very, very big difference. The latest word on Aaron Rodgers is there are a number of people who have said that he spoke to them in very passionate terms about believing that shooting in Newtown, Connecticut at Sandy Hook Elementary School, that shooting never happened. and this might make him a more suitable running mate for Alex Jones than for Robert Kennedy. Though Kennedy himself has dabbled in conspiracy theories, even about the death of his own father. And the notion that some 9% of people, I think based on nothing other than just the magic of the Kennedy name, which is still there, that's, I think, what we are talking about. We're not talking about anyone actually taking seriously his choice for vice president or anything else. That choice, though, is very important. And let me tell you why. I just did a column, which is up at our Substack, on what happens to the GOP if Trump loses. And part of the difference will be the role of the vice president. In other words, if Trump wins the election, then whoever he has chosen to be vice president actually wins the election, too, and becomes vice president of the United States. But more than that, if you are the sitting vice president, you have a shot at a presidential nomination. And in fact, when people ask who would succeed Trump, would be term limited if he wins. The obvious person to succeed him would be whoever he picks as vice president. So when you are selecting a vice president of the United States, it's not just somebody who could take over at a moment's notice. It's someone who would continue to lead your political coalition. And it worked that way, for instance, for George Herbert Walker Bush, who was vice president 2 terms. It worked that way ultimately for Joe Biden with a little bit of interval of Hillary Clinton. But yeah, vice president can be an important job. And Aaron Rodgers? Really? We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job, and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And the biggest argument on the Michael Medved show that people advance in behalf of Robert Kennedy's independent race for president, the biggest argument people advance is nobody likes the idea that it's a choice just between two old and very flawed candidates, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. There are a lot of people who would like to just prefer to vote no. But that raises a question. Who then is really relishing this opportunity of the upcoming battle between Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. and Donald John Trump? Well, people who are relishing it are late-night comedians because, again, there is so much to mock, to question, to laugh about, frankly, concerning this particular presidential duel. And the prospect of Robert Kennedy running as a team with Aaron Rodgers, that just makes it even better for comics. For instance, this is Jimmy Kimmel, clip 11, talking about the prospect of Aaron Rodgers as a national candidate for Vice President of the United States.
Meanwhile, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the noted anti-vax conspiracy theorist with a famous last name, said he will soon announce his running mate. He's running as a third-party candidate. The New York Times is reporting that his finalists for vice president include quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former governor of Minnesota Jesse the Body Ventura. He's also considering a pair of truck nuts dipped in ivermectin. Kennedy said he says he's been speaking with Rodgers pretty continuously about this for the past month. Oh, that would be some good decision-making right there. Aaron Rodgers and Jesse Ventura are not running mates. They are who the bookers on The Masked Singer call when Rob Schneider says no, okay? And Aaron Rodgers is still playing football. He's still playing for the Jets. How many losing teams can he be a part of at once?
And then the Daily Show also had a comment about the perspective. Can't wait for it, Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers could be RFK Jr.'s running mate. This would be the greatest president and vice president pairing of all time, is what I'm assuming the measles virus is saying. A football player in the White House feels like progress, though. We don't need any more aging old men with brain problems. We need a strong young man with brain problems. I just don't know if Aaron Rodgers is qualified to be next in line for the presidency, but I guess we don't have to worry about that. When has a Kennedy ever died unexpectedly?
That is a, Stephen Colbert also had a meaningful comment about one of the big issues of the 2024 elections. Listen.
Of course, he wasn't alone. Last night, Joe Biden also locked up the Democratic nomination. So, we... A little slow on that one, I gotta say. So they're stepping back into the ring for a heavyweight rematch. It's like if Muhammad Ali fought Joe Frazier now. The American people. I'm so pretty. The American people will be faced with a nearly 8 month long general election battle that has, in some ways, already been underway for several weeks. Several weeks? It feels a lot longer than that. Can we get a fact check? How long has it been?
It's been 84 years.
Now that the general election matchup is set, we can focus on the central policy issue of 2024. Which guy's brains no work good?
And speaking of old brains, Bernie Sanders, the independent senator from Vermont, held a hearing today on a bill he had introduced to reduce the standard U.S. work week to 4 days without loss of pay. Here is Bernie Sanders in the Senate hearing making the argument for his legislation. Clip 14.
And I hope people hear this, because it's not an issue we talk about enough. Today in America, 28.5 million Americans, 18% of our workforce, now work over 60 hours a week, and 40% of employees in America now work at least 50 hours a week. We were talking about a 40-hour work week 80 years ago, and that's what people today, despite the explosion of technology, are working. The sad reality is Americans now work more hours than the people of any other wealthy nation. And we're going to talk about what that means to the lives of ordinary people. In 2022, employees in the United States, and I hope people hear this, logged 204 more hours a year than employees in Japan, and they're hardworking people in Japan. 279 more hours than people and workers in the United Kingdom, and 470 more hours than workers in Germany. Despite these long hours, the average worker in America makes almost $50 a week less than he or she did 50 years ago after adjusting for inflation.
Okay, the figures that Senator Sanders is giving forward, even at the Senate hearing that he convened, may be open to a little bit of question. But at this point, to create a 32-hour work week, in other words, to go to a 4-day week, is that a realistic subject or goal for any of these political aspirants for the presidency? Meanwhile, there's a question still about whether Bernie Sanders is going to renew his term as a member of the U.S. Senate, because he's one of those people who hasn't announced yet, and obviously he would be highly favored to win re-election if he does plan to run for re-election from the People's Republic of Vermont. Meanwhile, speaking of rodents, rats are high on marijuana, evidence at an infested police building, New Orleans chief says. What does that AP headline mean? Rats have gotten into confiscated pot at New Orleans aging police headquarters, munching the evidence as the building is taken over by mold and cockroaches, said the city's police chief. The rats eating our marijuana, they're all high. Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick told New Orleans City Council members. Here's what the concern sounded like. Listen.
Rats eating our marijuana. They're all high.
You heard that right. Rats eating marijuana from the evidence room. NOPD Chief Ann Kirkpatrick says sometimes staff come into work and find rat droppings on their desk.
When we say we value our employees, you can't say that and at the same time allow people to work in conditions that are not acceptable.
For a depleted police department where morale is already low, this work environment does nothing to boost that morale.
Where nothing you work, to boost morale.
Where you live, if it is not appropriate, is going to always impact morale. So that has been a big factor.
At Monday's Crime Committee meeting, council members voted to approve the lease to rent a new building. Gilbert Montano, City Chief Administrative Officer, says it's a 10-year lease and rent will be more than $670,000 annually.
I think it's going to be somewhere between $200,000 to $300,000 to actually physically move them, and then probably an additional amount of money to ensure that we have working desks, chairs, things that they need, networking, and items that would typically go into a move.
Okay, one of the things we need is more confidence, more enthusiasm, more support for law enforcement. And if the police officers in New Orleans can't deal with a rat infestation more effectively than by spending hundreds of thousands of dollars to get a new building, right? I mean, human criminals may not be as persistent or hardy as rats, but they. They generally have a more intellectual capacity, you would think. So I'm not sure that this situation shows a positive development or has a positive development. What about different developments of people who have voted for Trump two times already and now are thinking something different? We'll talk about the author of a report of 10 such voters and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.